You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. To join their team. Scheduled to join us here momentarily is Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. We opened up talking about the Masters. Even Cakes watched a couple hours. Hours? Am I overestimating?
A few hours, definitely. I was dialed in.
Did you watch any on Saturday?
As they call it, the second nine instead of the back nine. Valdez has known that for years.
Did you watch any on Saturday?
No, not one stroke on
any
Saturday.
Any on Thursday or Friday?
About 5 minutes Thursday. Yeah. I mean, it's Thursday. I mean, yeah. there's so much meat left on the bone Thursday.
I'm kind of with you. I think on Saturday I was coaching soccer. I was aware of it. And then I did something else. We had a dinner party. I knew who was in the lead, and I knew that it was going to be interesting. I think I did watch maybe an hour on Saturday, and I thought it was going to be just epic with Bryson and Rory. In the final pairing.
I would love to know what the TV ratings are.
Did you see what Bryson said about Rory afterwards?
Specifically, I mean, he did the interview with
He said Ballionis. Rory didn't speak to him the entire round. Like, somebody asked him, what did you think of, you know, I'm paraphrasing, Rory's demeanor or whatever. He said they didn't talk.
Yeah. Well, let's ask Rex about that.
Yep. We can definitely do that.
All right,
that.
Rex Hoggard joins us right now from the Golf Channel on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Hey, Rex.
Morning. How you guys doing?
What did you think about that? What did you think about Rory not speaking to Bryson the entire round?
I don't think Rory would have spoken to anyone. If he was paired with Shane Lowry, who they've been friends with their entire lives, I'm not quite sure they would have done anything except for exchange what ball type they were playing on the first tee and, you know, play well. I don't think he was so locked in. He was so focused. We didn't see anything out of Rory until that last putt dropped in the playoff on Sunday afternoon. He had wrapped himself in a bubble. He decided that this was the way he was going to try to do it this year. He's tried to do it essentially 10 different ways to win the career Grand Slam, to win the green jacket, and none of them had worked. So he was trying this, and it worked.
Where exactly were you when that putt dropped for him to win it?
Someone else asked me that this morning. I was actually, there's a kind of a grill room, and then there's sort of an ante room, I guess you would call it, before you get to the locker room. Uh-huh. And I was in there because I kind of wanted to get the flavor of what was going on 18, but you also had to watch it on TV because it's kind of hard to see because the crowds were so big. And I realized it's the same spot I was at when Tiger won in 2019. So I'm like, I need to find a new spot. Apparently, I'm not very creative anymore.
Yeah, when CBS did the overhead shots of 18 there at regulation, and in the playoff, oh my gosh. Now, I know there's a lot of people at the Masters. I get it. But you really can't picture it until you see how many people deep at 18 to see that. And they were all rooting for Rory. I got a little emotional. I'm sure you didn't because you do this for a living. But just watching it, and I'm not a huge Rory fan, but I could tell that this was the weight of the world on his shoulders for the last 11 years. It was so fun to watch. And man, it was really cool. CBS did a great job, I thought, Rex, when, Nance just did the recap real quick, 45 seconds, just talking about, Harry and his caddy. And then they don't speak. And all you do is see Rory walking up, shaking hands with everybody, hugging his wife, hugging his daughter, crying. I thought that was very cool that CBS did.
I thought it was brilliant TV. Yep. And I only kind of watched it out of the corner of my eye because I kind of wanted to be in the middle of that scrum. And you're right. Normally, I do have a heart of stone, the way my family likes to describe it. I don't get very emotional very often. And I didn't when he made the putt. Certainly, there was a lot of emotion. I thought it was a really cool moment. You're right. I mean, that was a decade worth of fertility. That was a decade worth of pressure. That was a decade worth of questions and doubt that just came flowing out of him there in that moment. I did get a little emotional when he walked up to the clubhouse and he was hugging everyone that meant so much in his life. And a couple of those people I'm close with, and I had an idea of what this was going to mean, but it was hard. You don't have a heart if you didn't have some sort of emotion in that moment.
Right.
Did you expect Bryson to put up more of a fight?
I did. I will say that if you looked at what he was doing well all week long and what he wasn't doing well all week long, I'm not surprised that he struggled. His ball striking, his iron play specifically, was way off. He was driving the ball really well. He clearly was putting and chipping well. He had to. But his ball striking, he finished 48th in the field out of 52 players who made the cut and strokes gained approach. And that golf course, more than any other golf course, it's number one on the PGA Tour when it comes to GIR bias.
Right.
And everyone says it's a putting contest. It is not. It's a second shot golf course. And that just caught up with him eventually.
What do you think happened to Rory on that one that he hit into the creek? You're talking about second shots.
Yes, 13.
Or I guess it actually was his third shot, but it was a layup. Just a terrible miss, nerves. What happened?
We could sit here and do this all morning long. I mean, what happened to Rory, I don't know, on 15 on Thursday? What happened to Rory on 17 on Thursday? What happened to Rory on 1 on Sunday? There were so many times. I guess Rory happened, to put it quite bluntly. I mean, he is a world-class player. He won the career Grand Slam. He's a generational player. He is going to go on the Mount Rushmore, full stop. There is no more conversation about this anymore. But he is prone to these sort of, I would call, maybe lapses. I don't know if it's technical. I don't know if it's mental. It's hard to put a finger on it. When you hear Rory talk about what happened on 13, and it's worth pointing out, it was one double bogey made on the 13th hole all weekend long. That was his.
Mm-hmm.
So you get an idea of how just out of the ordinary that was. I liked his explanation. He said his third shot, he liked his layup, he liked his tee shot, he went with a 3-wood, and he said it was a little bit of an uphill line. He has a tendency to kind of pull those a little left. So I think he was probably given a little room, and it just came out right on him for some reason. He clearly wasn't aiming at the creek, but that was shocking is the only way to say it.
How did you feel going into the final round after the way he played on Saturday, where, he had a couple eagles, he just balled out, shot 66. And Friday and Saturday, I mean, his numbers were crazy. How did you feel about his chances going into Sunday with a 2-pop lead?
It's an old joke by now because I've been saying it since Wednesday. But I picked him on Wednesday to win. I'm not going out on too much of a limb there, let's be honest. He's the world number two. There was a lot of reasons to pick him. And of those reasons, I could sit and say, yes, of course, he should be the easy favorite. But I didn't have much bass in my voice when I did it. If I'm being honest, there might have been even a question mark at the end of it when I said, Rory, maybe? It was really tough for me to do it because of the emotion that we attach to it. If I take his name off and his picture off the resume, of course you're going to say, that guy's going to win multiple green jackets. He's built for this golf course. He was made in a lab to win green jackets, but we all know his history at this place. We all know what he did in 2011. We know how difficult it has been over the last decade for him to find a way to get over that hurdle. When he made the turn and he was 4 strokes up, I had someone walk up to me in the press center and be like, all right, well, you can take your victory lap now. And even in that moment, I was like, no, I don't think I can, because of the things we just pointed out. I didn't think it was going to happen on 13, but I knew it was out there.
When he spoke to the media after the round, after the ceremony, was he emotional? I did not get to see that. Rex, you there, bud?
Might have lost him.
Sounds like we lost him.
We lost Rex.
So in terms of guys who are closest to the career Grand Slam, which Rory just did by winning the Masters.
Yep, one of six all time.
I just looked. Phil is a U.S. Open short. Is that right?
Yes.
And probably over. I wonder if there are any other guys
Rex is back.
Who will have a shot at it. Hey, Rex.
Sorry about that, bud.
Sorry about that. Hills of Augusta. My fault.
Okay. No, I was just asking. He was obviously emotional and when he took the green jacket from Chef, when Nance was interviewing him. Crazy emotional on the green after the round. Was he emotional talking to the media after the ceremony?
No, I mean, he had some time. I will say that one question got him, and it's from my colleague Eamon Lynch, and Eamon is from Northern Ireland. He knows Rory really well, and he knew the soft spot to go after, and it was, what did it mean to win it with Harry Diamond, his caddy, on the bag? And it's important to point out that Harry is so much more than just a caddy. They've been best friends since they were 7 years old. They met on the putting green of the course they grew up on, and this means the world to him. And that was the only time he got a little emotional. He broke down a little bit. My guess is Rory is really good at taking time to process things. His next start isn't going to be until another week. He's not playing this week in Hilton Head. So he'll take some time and get through that emotion. But the weight of this, I think, is going to be so liberating for him.
So I was just looking. Jordan Spieth's a guy who's won three. So he has a shot at this career Grand Slam. Now, he hasn't been playing like Rory's played the last couple of years, but do you think he has a realistic shot to complete the career Grand Slam?
I just finished a story for NBCSports.com on that, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to skip past that headline this morning for a lot of different reasons. One, it's because that finish was so exciting. I mean, you can get caught up in exactly what happened on Sunday, but when you look at the context of the career Grand Slam, just the sixth person to do it ever. I mean, that again, that is Mount Rushmore. Consider that no one has done it for 2.5 decades. Tiger Woods did it way back in 2000. Yes, I think Jordan certainly could join the club next month, and this conversation is going to sound silly. As you pointed out, he's not in form. Quail Hollow, where the PGA is going to be held, really not his cup of tea, so I wouldn't expect that. And there's others who could certainly make a play for it. Jon Rahm is right in the mix. Brooks Koepka. You certainly can't discount Scottie Scheffler, what he's done very early in his career. You can keep going on and on, but as I think we've learned over the last decade from Rory, that climb to the career Grand Slam is not linear. You do not just anticipate it happening, because if you would have told me in 2011 when Rory picked up the third leg of the Slam at the Open Championship, I would have said, yes, he'll get it done within a year or two. Like, it seemed inevitable, but it wasn't. And the story that I told, I mean, of all the people, never won it. He never won the PGA.
Yeah. Are you surprised? I mean, Scheffler's overall numbers obviously were very good, finishing top five, but he was just kind of average on Friday and Saturday. Played better yesterday, shooting 69, but he shot even par on Saturday. Were you surprised that Scheff wasn't more of a factor?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially when he opens up the way he did. I mean, to shoot 4 under on day one with no bogeys, that was a signature Scottie Scheffler round of golf. It was very Tiger-esque-like. It was very prevent defense. It was, I'm going to make everyone else come to me. And then what happened from there was very surprising. There was a very high level of frustration on the range, it seems like, after every round. And we sort of documented that on Live From each night, where he was trying to find something. And I think it keeps going back to the offseason injury. And that really set him back. And he's such a creature of habit that he essentially lost a month of his offseason, which he normally would have spent working to become what we've come to expect, which is machine-like. And I think he's still trying to make up that time.
Yeah. And then talk about what you thought about Justin Rose and how he played. He was not good on Saturday, but he was so good yesterday. And that putt he made for birdie on 18 was just huge. You know, he's been close a bunch of times too. How do you think this affects? How do you think this affects Justin?
I think this should be an inspiration, not just to Justin, but any player. I think we've sort of gravitated to younger and younger on the PGA Tour, and for good reason. When you have players like Ludvig Åberg and Nick Dunlap, and all these young players who seem PGA Tour ready right out of college, but at 44 years old, it would have been easy to think, well, Justin Rose had a good first round, and then he sort of faded, and that wasn't the case at all. And I do think it's interesting that he is setting a standard that I think a lot of players are probably going to follow. I don't think there's anyone, the way he takes care of his body, the way he invests in the machine, so to speak, is almost like LeBron James, where he understands that I can do this as long as I invest and I take the time to make sure my body is working correctly. And I don't think there's any limit to how long Justin Rose can do this because of that.
Rex, what's your guess for final round Masters ratings when they come out probably later today? I mean, those have to be huge numbers, right?
I would think so for a lot of different reasons. I mean, for no other reason, I don't know. If you'd asked me on Wednesday to give me the best case scenario, I would have said Bryson and Rory based on history, based on what happened at the U.S. Open last year, based on the two personalities, how different they are, based on LIV Golf versus PGA Tour. I could have come up with a lot of different narratives, and I would have never thought it could happen. I mean, the golf gods just cannot be that kind. It's important to point out that in the height of their careers, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods never went head-to-head in the final group on a Sunday at the Masters. It simply doesn't happen. So when it does, you're going to savor it. I would imagine they're going to be very good ratings.
Got to say, the LIV golfers played really well. I mean, Koepka didn't, but, you know, Reed 3, Bryson 5, even though he didn't play well yesterday. Bubba Watson played really well. Rahm played much better on the weekend than he did on Thursday. You know, Hatton was in the mix until yesterday. So, I mean, the LIV guys, you know, we were talking to someone on Wednesday or Thursday. He predicted he wouldn't see one LIV guy in the top 10, and you had like five of the top 20.
Yeah, I would make that prediction. And I've made this argument since the beginning, and I'll continue to make it. If you were a top 10 player before you went to LIV from the PGA Tour, you're still probably a top 10 player. Certainly that applies when you look at Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, he's the U.S. Open champion. John Rahm is the interesting one that you mentioned there, because I think a lot of people based what he did in the majors, and I don't think it's a fair sample size because he only played three. He was injured for the U.S. Open. They equated that to him going to LIV somehow made him soft, and I don't think that's a good analogy. I think he is still driven, and I think he'll still find a way to be a generational player. I would put him in the conversation, and if we're going to start looking at players as who's next up to win the career Grand Slam, I would put him very high on the list simply because there is a tenacity to John Rahm that we don't see in many players. I would argue that we don't see even in Rory McIlroy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to serve him well.
So,
he's finished second at the Open and fourth in the PGA. So those are the two that he needs.
And I would say those two golf courses are probably the two that fit him the best. And if we're going to sit here and draw the line between where you start and where you finish the career Grand Slam, he's probably the best positioned.
So off to Hilton Head, or are you going home for the week?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, I'm off to Hilton Head for a couple of days. Actually, I'm on the road for 3 weeks straight, so it'll be fun. I always look forward to Hilton Head. It's a bit of an unwind. It's a bit of a decompression after what is always a tense week
at the Masters, and then I can't wait to get to New Orleans now because Rory will be playing there, and I can't wait to talk to him.
Now, I know the Heritage is a signature event. Is there a cut at Heritage?
There is not. Of the signature events, only the three player hosted. So Tiger Woods' event, Jack Nicklaus' event.
Gotcha. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate
thanks,
the time.
See you guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Rex.
Rex he's Hager. One of your boys from Live From, huh?
He's great, man.
Yeah.
And he's on his way to Hilton Head. I'm jealous.
Yeah, so Jordan Spieth just needs one, Cakes.
That's right.
PGA Grand Slam. But when's the last time he won a major? It feels like it's been a while.
I think it's like 2015.
15 or 16.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while.
But hey, that was the same type of deal with Rory McIlroy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at Junks Radio on X or give us a call at 800-636-1067.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.